It's Friday the 5th of July. Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Friday the 5th of July. The sun is in Cancer, ruled by the moon. The planets are saying...
whatever works. Seriously.
Well, that's interesting. Planets?
More assorted lunars.
And?
Planets are happy for you to accentuate the positive aspects of an arrangement, or conversely, their less pleasant counterparts. It's all the same to them. However, history and experience suggest it is far easier to get out of bed in the morning and get on with your project, program, plan, scheme, or day if there is some incentive for growth, which is to say an upside or reason for living. That said, strategy note, current influences could make it seem far, far preferable to sit back in your throne or equivalent whilst your minions run around doing your bidding and fetching you peeled grapes. Fine, but this could easily cause someone, maybe even you, to misunderestimate or miscalculate the requirement for the amount of hands-on attention or concentration an enterprise might actually need. Plus, to complicate matters, people may be somewhat more controlling or inclined to throw their weight around than you perhaps, to put it mildly, think appropriate. You would be correct, but any attempts to tell them so or draw their attention to this regrettable state of affairs, despite the level of diplomatic prowess employed, is apt to be met with blank stares and furtive glances to see who you could possibly mean.
Signs particularly affected by the assorted lunars.
Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Capricorn, Pisces.
And if one's birthday, 5th of July.
All hail your program for growth, expansion, and fiscal gain. While you're getting it up and running, remember, there are circumstances under which it pays to take the initiative or push, and there are circumstances under which it pays to lay back and let things develop or evolve at their own pace. And this year's success is contingent upon knowing which mode to opt for when.
Okay. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.